Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy, you know him, you hear him, you read his stuff. He's the editor-in-chief of the MMQB, Peter King, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Peter, first of all, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. We're just trying to break down and make sense of what we've witnessed here over the last couple of weeks with the Green Bay Packers. Give me your perspective from the view outside looking in.
Well, when you have Aaron Rodgers playing and playing at his peak, which he was doing when he got hurt against Minnesota, when you have him, he hides a lot of deficiencies. And when you don't have him, you're probably going to struggle no matter who your backup is. And I think that's what we're seeing. And again, I think there have been some positive signs with Brett Hundley. I think when he has a clean pocket, he's competent to good. But again, I think in the NFL, how often do you really have a clean pocket, a truly clean pocket? So I think that is where, like when I watch that game last night, the one thing I would be concerned with is that, especially when you do have some line issues, that's really going to be a concern of mine anyway, watching them go forward. You know, when it's not clean for him, he struggles. And I just think you almost are asking Mike McCarthy right now to say, well, maybe we need to leave a tight end in on virtually all of our passing plays, because we want to make sure that he's got enough time and he can read the field competently, because that was one of my takeaways from last night, that he doesn't do well when he's got pressure in his face.
I agree with you from what we saw his first start under center with New Orleans to this particular start. I saw him be a little more decisive. I saw him with a little bit better touch. I didn't like the fact that when he would roll out, he had the tendency to want to throw back across his body. He's not Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, He did that a couple of times very erroneously. I appreciate the fact that he's got to go through growing pains. I don't think the fans do, but I do. I understand it. I did see progression. So that gives me hope. But I had said all along, for this team to be successful, Aaron Rodgers had to have an MVP-style season, and the defense had to be in the top 15. For them to be successful now, this defense has to be in the top 10, and they are nowhere near that, which leads you down the path of almost hopelessness for this Green Bay Packers football team.
Yeah, I don't think – I mean, unless the Vikings fall to earth, which I don't see, unless the Vikings fall to earth, I don't think the Packers are going to make the playoffs. It's very hard for me to see it. But I do think there's a moral to this story, Bill. And I've thought this for some time about teams like Green Bay, about teams like New Orleans, teams like the Giants over the years, where you have a veteran quarterback, okay? And you have a veteran quarterback who's really good. And then you ask yourself, okay, what happens if he goes down? And to me, what happens if Aaron Rodgers goes down is that you have to put a guy in who's just simply not ready. So what should you do? Well, you should put Brett Hundley in the game for the last two series of games that are out of hand either way. You, just like the Giants right now, should put in Davis Webb. And, you know, and teams with established quarterbacks and very green backup quarterbacks, I don't understand, other than for stats, okay, I don't understand why quarterbacks with terrible backup situations don't get pulled in the last 8 minutes of games that are well in hand either way. And if I were looking at the Packers right now, you know, Bob McGinn made this point to me on my podcast a couple of weeks ago. Look at the play late in the Atlanta game with the game long decided, whatever. I think it was like in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game where Aaron Rodgers got leveled by, I think, Adrian Claiborne late in that game, in a game that was long since decided. I forget what the margin was at that time. You know, it's not a good idea to put your quarterback in harm's way late in blowouts or games that, you know, you either can't win or you can't lose. And so if I were the Packers, that's the lesson I'd be taking from this season.
The talk has been, as much as we saw progression out of Brett Hundley, defensively speaking, it's been year after year after year, ever since really that magical season they had in 2010, maybe even 2011, that the defense has kind of let them down. It has been a team that has been in the lower half of the National Football League in many statistical categories. And Mike McCarthy said something interesting last year when he let a few people go. He said, sometimes it's time for a new voice in that room. But yet, at times, he will continue to defend Dom Capers. Last night, I've seen a team that has had communication issues. I've seen a team that has had 10 men on the field. I've seen a team that it doesn't look as if they know where they're supposed to be at times. Does that then begin to fall more directly on Dom Capers?
I think it has to. Because I think that especially if you've got a defense that is the total province of the coordinator. I mean, there are some teams that, you know, if you've got a defensive coordinator and a defensive head coach, you know, depending on who's calling the plays and who is actually designing the stuff, it can be a little bit in doubt as to whose fault it is or whose responsibility that is. But in Green Bay, obviously, it is the responsibility of Dom Capers. And as I look at it, you know, I think I would look at a couple of things. One, they've drafted a lot of secondary help high in drafts. And to be charitable, they've gotten checkered results from many of those picks. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask yourself the question, you know, should you put that all on Dom Capers' shoulders? And that's a big issue. But you're right. Sometimes the disorganization and the fact that there's so little consistency. And again, look, you're facing one of the best quarterbacks in football. I think that Stafford has really risen to a much higher level this year, even though maybe the one loss doesn't show it yet. I think he plays very, very well. So you're going to have a tough day when you face Stafford, but I understand why people would feel the way you do watching this defense play.
Real quick before I let you go, when it goes back to the talent on the field, what is the view outside looking in of Ted Thompson and what he's assembled? Because we this year felt good about Quentin Dial and Ahmad Brooks. And granted, they have been besieged by injury, and I get that, but a lot of teams have been, and teams are being successful in getting around that. So what is the helicopter view of what Ted Thompson has accumulated around Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think that you can look at a team in a couple of ways. Like, I think Ted Thompson obviously deserves tremendous credit for what he did 12 years ago with Aaron Rodgers when you didn't have a need at quarterback, but he picked one anyway. And I think he's had some very, very good picks. But again, you're only as good as your last few drafts. I mean, New York Giants fans are asking that right now with Jerry Reese. You know, they've won 2 Super Bowls with Jerry Reese as general manager, but it's a what have you done for me lately situation. I think overall what I would say about Ted Thompson is that I still would trust him to pick the players for my team. But the one thing that would worry me is that he hasn't had a great track record, especially in the secondary. And that would worry me because in my mind, you know, that is where so much of the game is played today. You better have good depth at the cornerback position, especially if you've got to play Matthew Stafford, whoever's going to end up playing in Minnesota, and you're going to play Trubisky, who I think is going to be a good to very good quarterback. And I would be worried about this secondary long term, and they've spent an awful lot of resources on that. So that's the place where I think he probably deserves to get dinged as much as any place else.
Peter, it's always great to talk to you. I certainly appreciate it. I know you're doing some stuff with our friends at SeatGeek. You and Brian Billick, who are both on the program today, you've got, as far as SeatGeek goes for the NFL season and for anything, I mean, SeatGeek is a fantastic website to go to, right?
The reason why I've partnered with them and why they've been really good to us at the MMQB is very simply the ease of use. I have it on my phone, which if you put it on your phone, it's 90 seconds from start of the process to end to get a ticket to any game you want to see. And I'm a big fan of it. They've been good for us, and I appreciate our partnership.
SeatGeek.com. Like he said, you can put it on your phone. Also, the promo code KING for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. I tell you what, it's always a pleasure, Peter. I look forward to talking to you down the road. Look forward to seeing you at Super Bowl as well, and we'll chat again, okay?
Thanks very much, Bill. All the best.
Thanks so much. There you go. Peter King, editor-in-chief of the MMQB, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.